Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
This introducing is the Rich Eisen Show.
I try to give you facts. There is more tea spilled at the Combine, and people are so eager to do it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Packers sure hope Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come back. Tom Brady may not be done after all.
What?
A couple people are like, just hang on, just you wait.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, former NFL executive Joe Banner. Coming up from NBC Sports, Peter King. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. The Rich Eisen Show, where you get your hot rumors from the Combine and Tom Brady retorting through Twitter about kittens. What the hell's going on in our world?
Hey, we're just having fun.
We are.
Right?
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this third hour program. Just said goodbye to Joe Banner in studio. That was great. I just love listening to him just give you the straight facts about how negotiations happen and what's going on between player and front office management and things of that nature. Yeah. And you talked about Lamar and Rodgers and the Jets talking, and he talked about what the Bears are going to do with the first overall pick, what he would do with the first overall pick. And if you missed that or hour number one with Daniel Jeremiah, my buddy from the NFL Media Group, reviewing what happened at the Combine and what he thinks is going to come from the Combine, stay tuned. We re-air right away right here on the Roku channel, channel 210, and we re-air until we're on the air the very next day. There's our podcast as well, Cumulus Podcast Network, so you can get our 3 hours of our show, and we chop up a good portion of it and put it on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Ran into this man at the Combine as well. He is a fixture there as well as at all big-time events for the National Football League. That's part of the reason why he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in that wing. He is from NBC Sports and the Football Morning in America scribe, Peter King, back here on the show. How you doing, PK?
Rich, good to be on with you. Good to see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you. Right back at you. What is going on between the Jets and Rodgers? It seems like if the genie is now out of the Green Bay bottle, that this is going to happen to me. What do you think, Peter?
Well, I don't know. As someone at the Combine said to me, a very good friend of one of the three decision makers in the Jets organization, his very good friend has not returned his call in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows why. Because they are hunkered down and they're not going to talk about what they're doing until they do it. My feeling, as is your feeling, Rich, is that obviously they want Aaron Rodgers. A number of things could be happening right now. A, they could be convincing Rodgers that it's really probably the only place he can go. He's not going to, well, I shouldn't say he's not, but he's almost he's very unlikely to go to Vegas. I have not heard, and I talked to all of the usual suspects in Indianapolis. I found nobody else who's really, you know, chasing after Aaron Rodgers because people don't want a short-term solution. Now, you know, Carolina doesn't want a short-term solution. Indianapolis has had nothing but short-term solutions. So they don't want that. So the Jets really, plus the Jets have a top five defense in football. It really is a very good place for Rodgers to go. But again, does he want to play? Does he want to play for the Jets? Does he want to play somewhere else? I'm of the opinion, Rich, that Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers, one of them is not going to be on the Green Bay Packers this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Packers would prefer that it be Rodgers who goes. just like it was 15 years ago this week, quite literally.
Unbelievable.
That Brett Favre left the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers was anointed as a starter. But again, I wish I had great inside information to tell you. I just simply don't.
I hear you, and I appreciate you saying that, but you read the room, and for Rodgers to be given permission to talk to the Jets speaks volumes as far as I'm concerned. And one thing I want to pick up that you dropped is, why not the Raiders? I know Raiders fans sit there and think, hey, Rodgers coming out here and throwing to Davante Adams, let's run that back and figure out how to make sure Josh Jacobs, who's franchise tagged, and Darren Waller and everyone else that they have under contract, they can stay there and run that back, because you look at the division and it's Mahomes sitting astride it and Herbert and Russell Wilson, now one would think going to be vastly improved with Sean Payton. That's a deep, deep end of the pool that they need to, one would think, splash in with Aaron Rodgers. Why not? Why not the Raiders?
You know, you're right about that, Rich, but I think there's two things. Number one, there are a lot of people around the league who think that Mark Davis simply does not want or can't basically get into the business of throwing an extra $60 million at Aaron Rodgers. However, they would do that contract this year. Now, the Raiders do have, per over the cap, about $31 million in what's called effective cap room, which is the more realistic number that they can spend. And, you know, so they probably have the money to finagle and to do things. But the problem with the Raiders is the Raiders have a lot of holes. And the Raiders, I don't believe, want to buy a 1 or 2 year Band-Aid, even if it meant that it would be great for them this year. I think the Raiders want to get a quarterback. If they want to get a quarterback who is somewhere between financially manageable, like theoretically Jimmy Garoppolo would be, in the, I'm guessing, based on the last 2 days, because of the last two quarterbacks who have signed, somewhere in the $30 to $35 million range, I would think Garoppolo would be, and is somewhere between that and drafting a young quarterback and developing him. I mean, think about it, Rich. The reason why Josh McDaniels was hired in the first place is that he's very good at developing quarterbacks. Now, he wasn't this year. Maybe there will be a book written one day about the Derek Carr experience with Josh McDaniels. I don't know. All I know is that it's really damn weird for him not only to lose his job, but also to walk out of the last 2 weeks of the season. That was just a weird, weird thing. So something happened there. But I think that Josh McDaniels wants an answer. He doesn't want a Band-Aid.
Peter King here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's going on, do you think, with the Bears in that first overall pick coming out of the combine, Peter?
Well, I met with Ryan Poles and wrote the lead to my column on him yesterday, and basically he told me that as of right now, he's already got an offer that not only includes swapping first-round picks this year, so in other words, going down in the round, but also would give the Chicago Bears first round picks in 24 and 25. For that to happen 7 weeks before the draft, and for that to be the floor right now of what he'll take, I think is interesting. And I think it says that the Bears are going to get more than that for this pick, depending on how far they're willing to go down. But Rich, you know, a lot of people in the last couple of days since I've written that have, both, you know, a couple of people in the league, why would you say that now? Why would you do it? Well, I kind of think that he wants everybody to know, if you're going to come and talk to me, here's where I am right now. I won't tell you how far down I have to go to get an extra one in 24 and 25, but that's on the table right now. And for people who think, oh, that's crazy, you can't get that. Well, you probably can't get it from Indianapolis at number four. But I think you certainly, once you start talking about Carolina at nine with a desperado owner in David Tepper, just remember, Rich, 2 years ago, San Francisco moved from 12 to 3. And basically, in addition to the first-round pick number 12, gave up two ones and a three for moving up nine spots. So Carolina moving up eight spots and getting the first pick in the draft, I would think that would have to be really the absolute floor. But we'll see what happens. But I do think he's going to have some significant interest for that pick.
Well, I think you're properly identifying Carolina using the information you got from Ryan Poles, because Daniel Jeremiah had the old chart system out in the booth during our combine coverage and said if the Bears make a trade with Carolina, the trade would be the first overall pick and a fourth rounder this year for the ninth overall pick, two ones and a two in addition. And so I think you've identified properly Carolina there. And, you know.
But also, did you notice, Rich, that in my conversation with Ryan Poles, he made it clear that someone farther down also has contacted them. So somebody farther down is really going to have to, not only are you going to have to do the three ones, this year's one and then two more, but I think then you either have to get a pick and a decent player, or, I mean, like, for instance, what would happen if Washington, where are they, 19? What would happen if Washington wants this pick? Now, that would have to be an absolute ransom, obviously.
Yeah.
And Poles told me categorically that they want one of their blue players, and I believe they're not done stacking their board, but there are between six and eight blue players in this draft. You know, there's the two pass rushers led by Will Anderson, and they're gonna really want to get one of those, or they're gonna have to really have a ransom paid. So I think it's gonna be really interesting to follow. My guess is that they'll take this out for a while, but he did tell me somebody wants it now, you know, you're gonna have to pay a premium. So probably significantly more than it's worth.
Yeah, and Washington's sitting there at 16. So, you know, Tampa's sitting at 19. You know, I don't know. It just really depends on, I don't know, Washington said they like Sam Howell. I kind of believe that. They kind of dig that guy.
But, you know, every team is going to say, you know, Atlanta says it likes Desmond Ridder. And, I think, honestly, that Atlanta does like Desmond Ridder.
Unless Lamar
does like Sam Howell.
Unless Lamar pops free. I'm seriously.
But I'm curious now about Lamar, because I'm not saying he won't get an offer if they franchise him, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams in the Lamar Derby. I just don't.
Why?
Well, I think there are two reasons. Number one, you not only are going to have to pay him the equivalent of, let's just say, $47-48 million fully guaranteed or close to fully guaranteed, but then you got to pay two ones to the Ravens. So you're bankrupting yourself cap-wise, and you're taking away two huge pieces to build with. And I'm not saying nobody's going to. I just don't think a lot of teams would want to do that right now. Maybe one or two will. We'll see. But we're talking about a guy who, has started and finished one game in December and January in the last 2 years. He's been hurt 34% of the snaps over the last two seasons. So he's a guy who runs a lot. Can you say confidently he's going to play the next 80 starts in a row? I can't. I don't know how anybody could.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't to say you shouldn't go get him. And the Ravens really want to keep him. This is not phony to build up the market. They want Lamar to be their quarterback, period. Now, I proposed something in my column on Monday that I think really is the only way to do it, and that is a short-term, like two-year, fully guaranteed contract, and then Lamar Jackson at, say, 90 or 94 million, something like that total. And then Lamar at age 28, 2 years from now, would again be free and maybe get closer to the market if he can stay healthy the whole time, get closer to the market that he really thinks he deserves.
And then in terms of, you know, the rest of the quarterback market that's going to be playing out right now, Peter King, I heard a ton of stuff at the Combine, as I mentioned on this program in the last 48 hours, but I didn't hear anything about Burrow's contract or Herbert's contract. I mean, that's definitely in the conversation.
You want to know why, Rich?
Well, yeah, why?
Because nobody thinks that their teams aren't going to figure out some way to sign them.
Right.
You know.
But what if they want What if they want the fully guaranteed? What if they are the ones, you know, who will seek out the Watson fully guaranteed contract? What if they're the ones?
They might, but you know, I also think that both Burrow and Herbert, even though they aren't going to have agents that are going to be easy, and again, I always look back at what Tom Brady did 19 years ago when he did his second contract in New England, and basically told Scott Pioli at the time running the cap and doing the signings that, hey, listen, I don't have to necessarily be at the top of the market as long as you can assure me that we'll spend the cap as a team. And I kind of think if I'm Burrow and if I'm Justin Herbert, I want to make $1 jillion. Everybody does. But I also want to make sure that there's going to be enough around me to be able to build a team that's going to be able to compete with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen over the next 6 or 7 years.
Before I let you go, Peter, give me the name of a team that's in the quarterback market that we'd be surprised about. What'd you hear about at the Combine? Anybody that's interested in one of these kids that we saw spinning it?
Honestly, no. I mean, I asked a bunch of teams. I mean, Mike McDaniel loves Tua. Capital L, capital O-V-E-S, loves Tua. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if you hear anything. I'm not much on checking out the rumor mill, but they're not going to be in the market for one. I don't know what Tampa Bay is going to do other than try to get their cap right. I think Atlanta likely, but not certainly, is sticking with Ridder. Carolina absolutely is in the market. As we all know, I don't think there is an upset special out there, at least as of right now. I think the 49ers are a little encouraged now that Brock Purdy is going to have his surgery this week. And so there's a good chance. It's not certain, but there's a good chance that he'd be ready for opening day. I don't think they're going to go out there and spend a lot on a quarterback. I think the most interesting thing right now is where is Jimmy Garoppolo going to play next year?
Okay.
And my gut feeling is I think Vegas is definitely going to be interested. I think if Baltimore loses Lamar Jackson, Baltimore will be interested. I think the Jimmy Garoppolo market is really going to be fun and quasi-fascinating to watch because even though he's not the healthiest guy on the planet, he does win games. He's an excellent leader. So I think he's going to be the story to follow here in the next few weeks.
Well, I mean, he could be a Jets quarterback candidate, yeah, if Rodgers and the Jets, yeah, don't come to terms.
Or the Jets will almost have to overpay Garoppolo, I think, if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, you would think. You know what this reminds me of a little bit, Rich?
Go for it.
I remember 15 years ago when Mike Tannenbaum was running the Jets. I remember, because this was very early in training camp, I had just left on my training camp tour. Tannenbaum knew that I knew Brett Favre, and he called me and he said, would you see if there's any way he would consider us, you know, basically. And I don't know, I acted a little bit as a middleman, not a big one, but yeah, but just passed along some information. And this reminds me of that, of Mike Tannenbaum going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi to sell Brett Favre on the Jets. That right now, Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, whoever, maybe Woody Johnson, whoever, trying to sell, Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. The one difference, Rich, the Jets, I don't think in 2008 had a top five defense. The Jets today have a top five defense. They've got the offensive rookie of the year, and they got the running back who probably would have been the offensive rookie of the year if he didn't get hurt in Breece Hall. They have a team that, I mean, they beat the Bills with Zach Wilson. And so I don't know. I think the Jets are a fascinating team right now.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much they have to sell themselves to Rodgers because, I mean, you got Nathaniel Hackett coordinating the offense. And in terms of the defense, Rodgers knows all about that defense because Quinnen Williams was in his lap, you know, and Sauce Gardner was wearing the cheese head in Lambeau Field. I mean, that happened last year. So I don't
Rich,
know.
You have to admit, come on,
what?
You got to admit that you are like refreshing Twitter every 3 minutes. And you just want this so bad you can take it.
Well, I mean, yes, in terms of Rodgers. I just don't know if Rodgers in New York, I don't know. I mean, the questions that he engenders about what comes out of his mouth that doesn't get asked of him in front of his locker in Wisconsin, I think would be asked all the time in New York. And
I
hope he's ready for that.
I would just make this point. You're right. You know, Aaron Rodgers basically, I think, now caters, but Aaron Rodgers is a national figure.
No doubt.
I don't think it matters if he plays for the Green Bay Packers or the Walla Walla Walruses. He is going to be a national figure.
Oh, yeah.
So if he plays in New York, he's on the back page of the Post. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't care. I think he cares about a lot of that stuff. But this has been his life in the last few years, where everything he says is huge news. So I've heard this, oh boy, the New York media. And I'm not discounting that totally, but I am saying that I think media has changed in recent years. So with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, it's much more about, you know, the whole national scene and not, oh boy, he's getting some really nice questions from the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Hey, I am refreshing just to see what's happening because Rodgers, you know, and his abilities put him in New York with this team. Suddenly the Jets, I don't remember the last time the Jets were on national television all six, seven times they could be. And
they will be this year.
I mean, no doubt. And hey, this is the guy that can actually win him a championship with the team that they currently have, one would think.
I would want him, Rich, I would want to hear this from Aaron Rodgers if I'm Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
I would commit to you for the next 2 years. That's what I'd want to hear. I would not want to go into this thinking there's a 50-50 chance it's one and done.
Peter, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. You're the man. Great to see you.
Hey, all the best, Rich.
Right
Take
back
care.
At you. That's the great Peter King. There's news breaking on that front. Let's take a break and get to that. This is happening, isn't it? It's happening.
It's trending in that direction.
All right. Let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. The latest on what's going on with Rodgers and the Jets. Wow. Rich Eisen here. At U.S. Cellular, they know phones are great, but they're not always so great for us. Sure, they connect us to so much, but they also distract us from, well, us. The us that actually laughs out loud with each other instead of just texting it. That knows being in the same room doesn't always mean being together. So let's find us again by putting our phones down for 5 days, 5 hours, even 5 minutes. Join U.S. Cellular in the Phones Down for 5 Challenge. Find out more at uscellular.com/findus.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all gel fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. It's happening, isn't it? It's happening. It's all happening. Everything that needs to happen for Rodgers to become a New York Jet is happening. He needed to actually reach whatever decision he needed to make about wanting to continue to play. He needed to reach that decision. He needed to communicate something to the Green Bay Packers that made them say, okay, you can talk to him. You need the Packers to reach to a conclusion to be fine with Rodgers wanting to talk to somebody else, or at least them allowing that to happen. You needed that to happen. Then you needed Rodgers to actually start talking to the Jets. These things are all happening. But I thought they were supposed to be talking in New York. Now they're flying out to go see him. He wasn't in New York.
Yeah, according to Rob Domofsky and Dan Graziano and Diana Rossini of the ESPN, the Jets have flown on Woody's private plane.
Why not?
To California to meet with Aaron Rodgers in person. Okay. They land soon.
Very good.
Green Bay's obviously given New York permission to speak with Rodgers.
So Rodgers wasn't in New York at all?
He was not.
Okay.
So they might have been talking on the phone, and now they're flying out
to the coast.
Left kick, coming out to the coast. Sign a few contracts and win some football games. Well,
they're not flying out there without knowledge that they'll be greeted with open arm or an extended hand.
Yeah.
They're not flying all the way out there just to
Air Johnson.
Just to twist his arm. You know?
They got papers in their hand.
I got to make a deal with Green Bay.
All right, I'm beginning to get into this idea.
Oh, now you're coming around.
Rich is sounding like Penny Lane and Almost
because
Famous.
Because all that other all stuff happening. About how it's going to happen with his handling of what the New York media might dial up for him and everything else that's outside of the realm of football and my concerns about everything. At some point, that's why you can't spell fanatic without fan. You know, that's why, you know.
Is everyone going to show up to his welcome press conference like Tebow?
You know what? Yeah, the Jets won't unveil him during the owner's meeting, right? Like the Jets did with Tebow.
Nobody was there.
This will be a red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
This will be a red carpet rollout. Him standing there, and it'll be lights, camera, action in a way that I know he's got to be ready for. And hopefully he attacks this with an open mind that this is a great way to finish up his career in New York City, where the city never sleeps, where he can be king of the hill, a number one. And if he Namath said he could have his number, which is kind of nuts. Yeah. So he can actually keep his number, take it off, and become the other number 12 to actually win the Super Bowl. Jet fans will not care a single thing that he says, and that's why he's got to go win it. So now I'm kind of like I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work out.
You're like me, Rich.
But if he wants it, if he's really the whole idea of all in, I'd love to see him back shoulder his way to Garrett Wilson. I'll take it.
DJs.
I'll take it.
Quite the 180.
It's not like I didn't want it. I just didn't. No. Don't say that.
Like that.
No. It's not that I didn't want it. I also just said I wanted, the young kid. I want to go with a young kid. They're sitting there at 13. If they're not going to go draft somebody else, and he's going to give them 2 years, that at that point in time, Zach will be,
You should know for sure better. What you have with Zach, right?
Now, at that point in time,
you know.
If for 2 years he doesn't get it, then
and it takes the pressure off, as Joe Banner said earlier. There's no shame. Like, you're not sitting there hanging your head in shame that it didn't work out here, that you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers.
You should be happy.
I got to stop thinking negatively. All the negative thoughts need to be gone. Except that here's the negative thought now. Now you get to this point. How does this not get done?
now you're going the other way.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to happen. How does it not happen?
Well, I mean, because now, I mean, everybody's, lifted the kimono here, you know?
Yeah. It's going down.
How does it not happen?
Air Johnson, landing soon.
This is going to happen.
In California.
This is going to happen.
It's all happening.
Who's on the plane? Joe. Sala, who else?
Joe Willie.
I'm sure Woody's on the plane.
Joe Willie's on the plane. Hackett. Chris.
Joe Willie's wearing a fur coat on the plane.
Yeah, you got to bring Joe Willie.
Yeah, you think he's
on? Rodgers shows number. Up like Friday in a fur coat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Namath is there. Gifts him number 12.
Yes.
It's the greatest day of your life.
It's not the greatest day of my life.
That's when Taylor was born.
Got if children. The Jets win a Super Bowl.
Oh.
You'll be happier than the day your kids were born.
Let me just tell you something. I already told you I don't know how it's going to feel going to cover a Super Bowl, and if I ever see the word Jets in the end zone, I won't. It will not compute. It will not compute. And it's not just like just Ed Rodgers and they're going to win it this year. They have to compete. They've got to, they've got to get going. They've got to get everyone on the same page. I got to see a Rodgers camp, or I got to see Rodgers in camp. I got to see all of it. But I mean, I can't believe Rodgers is going to pull a complete Favre, leaving Green Bay and then going to the Jets. That's what I said earlier. I just can't believe that the Jets are in a situation where they're open to the idea, because the kid that they drafted 2 years ago needs more seasoning. Whatever. I'm beginning to just. I got to put it all aside.
All I'm saying, Jets are 25-1 to win the Super Bowl right now. This is the best they're going to get. So if you're in, you're in now, because tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, when he signs, they're going to be like 10-1.
So that's your world. You should get on it.
Rockland, let's do that right now.
I want you to win the Super Bowl. Get out of here.
You wouldn't care.
Well, you wouldn't care. Why would you care?
You care. You got 90.
Won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, why would you care?
That would affect him.
That would be like,
Eagles winning the Super Bowl for me.
That's not true.
It takes away your identity,
too. You hate teams worse than the Jets. Belichick would have a problem with it.
Well, the Jets.
Seriously, the Jets are harmless.
The Jets have never won in my life.
We're harmless.
We're harmless
until Aaron Rodgers shows up. We're in 12.
Give him one.
I can't believe if Aaron Rodgers is going to actually. All right. I can't begin to wrap my arms around Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of my team. I can't.
Will you buy your kids Rodgers 12 jerseys?
They don't.
They're
as
Pats
you know,
fans.
Susie's got.
Yeah.
I did not, as my children were born in 2008.
But you're excited.
Of course I'm excited, but.
Share the excitement down.
They don't care.
Trickle down excitement.
They don't care. They're Patriots fans in the household, because I couldn't, as Brady was winning championships, put down.
You did the right thing.
I put down my peremptory on the Yankees.
You were Spike Lee in this case.
There was only one juror I could kick out of the room, and it was the Red Sox.
You could take one juror off the panel.
Yeah, losing that battle.
Too. Yeah.
4-1. Just saying.
So. I can't, as I'm now just beginning to just, it's dawning.
Yeah, dawning.
It's dawning. But in concept, when it was like they were on car and Rodgers hasn't
you
made his decision
car.
Yet.
You were in the you car. Were, yeah.
No, because Rodgers was sitting in a dark cave and I had no idea what he was going to do or say. And I didn't, and I thought to myself, him in New York, it may be a bad mix. It may be a bad brew. And now, if he's into the idea, and this is actually happening, I'm going to get all in, and I'm beginning to buy it. I'm beginning to get into it because I wouldn't be able to believe Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the Jets. I just can't.
Oof.
That you send Rodgers into Western New York to take on that Bills team. Rodgers going into New England, and avenging.
Avenge me.
with sauce.
All right, everyone else. I put up a poll earlier in the day.
It's dawning. It's beginning to seep in. Like this, now that it's real.
It's real.
This is real.
Again, man. I'm trying to prepare you for this.
At Rich Eisen Show, vote right now or call us. You know, we got 20 minutes left. If Rodgers goes to the Jets, what do they do in 2023? Win the AFC East? Win a playoff game or two? Make the Super Bowl?
Oh, God.
Or miss the playoffs? Average eyes right now.
Okay, great.
It's a playoff. That's a playoff team, son.
Did they stop? Could they stop in Indianapolis and pick up McAfee?
Bring him back?
No, and tell him who's on the plane.
Have him on.
Yeah, hire him as a special teams coordinator.
Ooh. Rodgers was not on Pat's show today.
He's got stuff going on.
Yeah. Got to pick out a suit and pick out a pen.
He's got stuff going on.
That's a different shade of green, too. That's Green Bay green.
Who else can we get? Who else can we get? Giannis? Can we pick up Giannis? Anybody wearing green, just show how good you can look in green. Because at this point in time, now you can't come away empty-handed.
The Notre Dame mascot?
You can't come away empty-handed now. You can't do this and come away empty-handed.
No, you can't fly all the way from New York to wherever Rodgers is.
Giants are, wondering.
Like, come on.
All of a sudden, like if you're going to pay a quarterback $40 million or more in New York City, you're gonna pay it to Rodgers, not Daniel Jones.
We're less than 90 minutes to tag deadline here.
Tag deadline can, you know.
But there's no word on Daniel Jones right now.
Screw the tag deadline. I don't care about the tag deadline. This is about me right now and what's happening within my own skull.
Just put it. Hoskins, pop it. Here's what Sauce just said minutes ago.
Hi, Aaron Rodgers. I promise you become a Jet. I won't pick you off in practice and I'll burn the cheesehead. Well done. Love this guy. My guy Sauce.
And it's more like,
oh, I got to hang with him.
A. It's like, hey, Aaron Rodgers.
Hello, fellow youths.
Big hat.
Let me read your tweets, fellow youths.
Chris, big hat. No, that's big cap.
Big cap. Yeah, I did that the other day. It's not great.
Big cap. See, you thought I was messing with you all this time. And then you tried to get on me about Mike White and Dak. Right. Like,
Sauce wants it. We're in now.
More importantly, that's Garrett Wilson wants it, Rich.
I'm in. I'm way in.
Sauce wants
your receivers want it.
I'm in.
More importantly.
Did you get Garrett Wilson tweet? Let me check. Right
nah, now. But I'm sure he's in favor.
Why wouldn't you know? He be?
Does he fly back with him?
No.
Why wouldn't he?
No. No, they're going to have a good time. Where do you go to his favorite restaurant? Woody will pick up the check. Woody's probably on the plane. How is Woody going out on the plane?
It's his plane.
That'd be great. Let's go. Can we get Joe Rogan on the plane? Who else does he love? That podcast guy that he was just on his show?
Is Mallory on the plane?
Who else?
Whoa.
Oh, come on now.
Rumors.
I don't know who else. Who else can we get?
The guy from the Darkness Retreat? Maybe it ran the retreat?
I don't think he wants that guy. That guy babbled about it. Yeah, he just left. Can confirm.
That guy talks a lot.
Brees Hall just posted a smiley face emoji.
Did he really?
Yeah, Brees Hall.
Except it's like not yellow, the traditional yellow. It looks like it's green.
Yeah, well, that's after he said, don't mind me just manifesting at Aaron Rodgers 12.
Who said this?
Brees Hall. Manifesting.
All right. Kids are in. Kids are all right to me. They want him.
Kid stays in the picture, Mike.
Yeah,
I love it.
Robert Evans.
Can this actually happen? This is going to happen.
Rich.
Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Jets.
I think it's.
This is going to happen.
It's all happening.
It's happening.
Let's see what Garrett Wilson is thinking, though.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson has tweeted in like a week.
He hasn't read in like a week?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Who else?
All right. We're going to take a break. I'm going to collect myself.
Let's see, Mekhi Becton. Has he tweeted?
I'm going to collect myself. Aaron Rodgers. And have reinvigorated Aaron Rodgers all in. Into his guys. They're into him. First blush. Total honeymoon. Here we go.
Are you talking playoffs or what?
And then when he gets asked, you know, the questions he doesn't want to get asked.
Super Bowl.
Maybe he'll just laugh it off and we won't have a problem.
This is going to be great. Good for business.
It's going to be great for business.
Very great for business. All those questions, all those things you were worried about, they're going to come to fruition. And now we're going to see how he handles it.
And then we got to get that guy with the kitten out. Get him back.
Mikey, you might as well get a subscription to the Post and the Daily News.
Get the guy with the kitten back.
Have him come to
Josh
studio,
Allen, right? Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Mac Jones. I'm going to get my 12. Where's yours? Hanging with a kitten.
Hey, Rich, this is Joe.
Oh, baby.
Hanging with a kitten. Can we FaceTime Namath right now?
What do you mean FaceTime Namath?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Elijah Moore's got to be happy.
We're not FaceTiming Namath.
Namath in the break. Yeah. Can Elijah, I FaceTime you?
Elijah Moore was ready to quit football last
Elijah
year.
Elijah Moore was in his own darkness cave.
my man's got to be happy right now. He's like, I'm going to be a Pro Bowler next year.
I'm not FaceTiming Namath. Get out of here.
Well, give it to me, and I'll FaceTime him.
All right, we'll take a break. More reacting as conditions warrant. Just manifesting. This is happening.
Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt, make your next career move stick. Because Monster.com knows that scoring your next job requires your A game to be brought, and that's what Monster.com is all about. Millions of job openings. If you're looking to change positions and join a new team, you got to go to Monster.com. There's great coaching and career advice. And then when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can already be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Because Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you, future employee, with those job fits. And when you score the position, there's a salary calculator that ensures you're paid what you're worth. So get off the sidelines. Go to Monster.com today and win your job hunt. Monster.com. What's going on over there?
We can't.
Well, don't say things that microphone could be live.
No.
I know you're in charge of hitting buttons.
We're off.
All right. We're going to find out in an hour and 10 minutes.
Yep.
Franchise tags. Who does what? And then Rodgers and Woody and Sala and Joe Douglas, and they're all going to have a nice dinner tonight. Let's all go to dinner.
Where do you think they're going?
I don't know. It depends if it's here in town. I might just troll around town in a car just looking for me. Is that weird?
Rich is on the prowl.
Is that weird? If I find out we're in L.A., where am I?
Why don't you just text Woody Johnson and ask him?
I'm not going to text. I'm leaving people alone.
Woody, where are you going?
We're really missing out on a chance to FaceTime Namath.
Right. You're leaving them alone, but you're going to go stalk where they're going to hang.
Let me see if Sala. They must have Wi-Fi up there,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. At least text Joe Willie.
No, man.
Just text Sala.
Here you are on a plane.
Hey, Robert, how you been?
Going somewhere important.
Hey, Robert.
Are you coming to L.A.?
Long time no talk. You coming to L.A.?
You want to stop by the show, talk about
you
anything?
Say you
on
come in
the
tomorrow?
Air now.
Can you go come in studio? We'll make room for you.
Need somewhere important in California.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Right?
This is great.
On the air now. Need any reservation tips and help? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Need a place to eat tonight? Need a good rec?
Happy to give a recommendation.
The address to Craig's.
Fantastic. Nobu.
No cap.
For some reason. Hold on.
DJ.
This is great.
I have a need.
For speed.
No, hold on, man. I have a need.
Are you really writing this?
I'm really writing this. I have a need.
His thumbs are moving over there, people.
No, I have a need to, for some reason, I have a need to help this work for you.
There you go. Yep. No, you have 12 reasons.
No. I don't need to be so obvious.
As we text them on the air.
Safe flight.
Allegedly.
Godspeed.
Reportedly.
Welcome to the coast.
If you are on the plane.
Yeah.
There you go. Sent. Let's see what happens.
Uh-oh, Rich.
New phone, who dis? Is that what's going to come back?
I think he's going to write back either the crying face, like, ha-ha, or just, like, do the double tap, ha-ha.
We'll find out.
Hopefully we find out in the next 9 minutes.
Yeah,
I'll hold my hand on it, see if it buzzes. I've lost my head. This is happening.
I'm happy for you, bro.
Are you?
What? Yeah, because you thought I was like mocking you and looking down. No, I just knew this was best for business for you.
Here he comes.
You know,
should I look for the dots?
Oh, dots is huge.
No dots.
We should all just text Rich. Did it go through?
Dots. Did it get delivered?
Let's see. Yes. Delivered.
I mean, delivered. Remember, Diana's report.
Here you're
Diana
on a
Racine
plane.
Said, when
going
soon.
Somewhere important, California, on the air now. Need any reservation tips and help? Happy to give a recommendation. For some reason, I have a need to help this work for you. Safe flight.
Great. Love it. Stare at it for the next 8 minutes.
Block caller. Block caller.
In the meantime, while we're waiting, Cleveland Cavaliers had an overtime victory last night.
No surprise.
Over the Boston Celtics.
And Jason Tatum didn't play.
Who had a lead, then didn't protect it. Went to overtime and lost it. Were you watching the Walton cast version of it on NBA League
No,
Pass?
No. We went to Cocaine Bear last night.
Oh.
So I was in the car
wow.
for the final minutes and overtime.
Wow.
And then a friend of mine, okay. and also a fellow Boston fan, he was texting me, if we blow this game, I'm going to blankety blank, 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 blank.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so you wanted to maul Grant Williams? When did you see him mouthing the words, I'm going to make both to Donovan Mitchell and then missed both?
Well, I saw, again, I had
by the way, that's now
Gamecast.
The Shaqt and a Fool has tweeted that out.
I was watching on Gamecast, so then I saw the 0.9 seconds left Grant Williams shooting foul, and I was like, oh, cool, we're going to win this game. And then all of a sudden, the Gamecast updated, and it went overtime. And I was just like, wait, what just happened?
Missed both. And he said he's going to make both, and then he missed both.
Cut. I want him released. He's in the walk here anyway. Just cut your losses now.
Cut him.
Done.
Really?
I don't care how many corner threes you made. I don't care how many extra rebounds you grab. You're out. We got to let management needs to let the underlings know we're not messing around. We need to refocus. We need to get the juice and the mojo back for the playoffs.
And by cutting Grant Williams.
Yeah, that
sends a message.
Yeah, that's
and also, no sitting out any more back-to-backs. Hey, Jay, I don't care how banged up your knee is. Got to get out there.
That's going to boost worker morale.
Got to get out there.
Cutting favorite players in the locker room and forcing guys to get out there.
Lost 3 out of 4 to an inferior Cavs team.
Are they inferior?
What's going on?
Yeah, they lost the season series to the Cavs and now the Knicks, too.
Maybe they were inferior. Maybe they're now the inferior. Cavs.
So, do I know my guy? Do I know my guy?
Yeah, I mean.
Because when the Instagram came out, on the SportsCenter's Instagram page of him saying, I'm going to make both and missing both.
Yes.
I direct messaged that
DM'd
to you.
Me, yes.
And said, Brockman will be so hot tomorrow. And you responded with two laughing, crying emojis. And?
What is going on?
He's can hot. Confirm.
Heated.
That's 3 games in a row. You lose to Brooklyn, a Knicks team without Brunson at home. And then now the Cavs. What are we doing? I'm panicked about this team.
Meanwhile, the Sixers just keep rolling.
And beat it like 40 million points last night.
Harden, I'll give you 38 one night. I'll give you 20 dimes the next. What you need?
Brockman's hot.
And you called it.
And Aaron Rodgers is going to get picked up by Air Woody.
Yo, where's my Woody?
No one in the wrestling business has experienced the trials and tribulations, along with redemptions and longevity, quite like Jeff Jarrett. Come along for the ride on the My World with Jeff Jarrett podcast.
They didn't really brand belts in the heyday of boxing. You know, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, they had them, but along comes sports entertainment, professional wrestling, and now it is truly a part of pop culture. They've just branded what it looks like to be a champion.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.